Dear Toyota, I need a word with you about your Crown family. Suddenly, I love traffic. Rush hour is my happy place. In the comfort of my Crown, I feel on top of the world. This is strange though, right?
The captivating Toyota Crown family. Toyota, let's go places.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Lots of election talk in the papers, as you would imagine, and lots of talk about the Monk, the Irish Sun, the Monk versus Mary Lou. This was certainly a surprise over the weekend, wasn't it? Jerry Hutch is plotting to take on Mary Lou McDonald at the ballot box. The Monk has told pals he's thinking of running against the Sinn Féin leader when the general election is called. Nasa Horrigan, the Green Party TD, says that Jerry Hutch isn't as entitled to run as anyone. That's the front of the Sun. I don't know how serious this is or not, but maybe he was serious telling his friends, or maybe it's a bit of crack, I don't know. The Irish Daily Star says Monk can rock the vote. A former Lord Mayor of Dublin is backing Jerry the Monk Hutch's right to launch a bid to become a TD. This is Neil Ring, who says that Jerry Hutch will win votes if he contests the Dublin Central constituency against Mary Lou McDonald. Taoiseach Simon Harris last night saying he expected to call a general election before the end of the year. That's the front of the Sun. There's more about the election later on the front pages. Just to give you some of the other tabloid front pages, the Irish Daily Star, dig in hunt for Chiron. Gardaí are going to start a dig this week for a missing 8-year-old boy presumed dead. Investigators say they're making steady progress, apparently, in the probe into the suspected murder of Chiron Dernan, and there were vigils held in Dundalk and Drogheda at the weekend for him. The Irish Daily Mail has more on the teachers' survey. Commuter belt hit hardest in shortage of teachers. More than half of primary schools in the main commuter belt counties and the same number of special schools across the country said they cannot find teachers to fill vacant posts. And as you heard in the news, the INTO says this is going to get worse after Christmas. This is a big survey which has found that Dublin, Wicklow and Kildare are struggling the most. But it is kind of a problem right across the country with the shortage of full-time teachers and also these long-term temporary or substitute posts. They just can't get them. I assume because they're in the Middle East, the UAE, I don't know where they are, but they're not able to get jobs. Sorry, the jobs are there. We can't get the people for them. Now, back to the election, the Irish Independent on the front page. Fine Gael gambling on Brand Harris amid party exodus. So the Fine Gael PR machine is going to be all about the Taoiseach rather than Fine Gael itself during the election. Fine Gael is gambling on Simon Harris's popularity with the public in helping to retain power because so many TDs have left or are leaving or won't be contesting the next election for Fine Gael. The latest, of course, being Heather Humphreys. And apparently they're going to put Pascal Donoghue and Jennifer Carroll McNeill responsible for housing and health. That's the plan. More about that in the Indo. The Irish Times, Taoiseach confirms election will be held this year. Of course, we had been told that the government was going to run the full term, that there's plenty of business to do. So we were all kind of told that the election was going to be February, March, even though everyone knew it was going to be this year. Now we've changed and now it is going to be this year. Likely we're going to get a date this week. The Irish Times says preparations for an early general election are ramping up as Simon Harris confirmed publicly for the first time that he expected to go to people this year. A date towards the end of November is seen within government circles as the most likely. I did see some talk of December 6th as well, but that's the Late Late Toy Show. And I know it's a very important programme in Ireland, so it may not be the day to be trying to get people out to vote. Other interesting story on the front of the Irish Times is about Portmarnock Golf Club. So a few years ago, only a few years ago, they elected their first women members. And now Portmarnock Golf Club is going to host the Women's Open, or going to try and host the Women's Open. The Cabinet will hear tomorrow how bringing the Open Championship and the Women's Open to the North County Dublin Club could lead to an economic injection of almost €340 million. It would be quite a change, though, from only having female members recently enough to then hosting the Women's Open. We'll see how that goes at Cabinet tomorrow. The Irish Examiner, Ashley leaves thousands of homes without power. Not amazing pictures in the papers. Thankfully, there wasn't huge destruction, so the papers don't go too heavy on Storm Ashley. But of course, we do have nearly 30,000 homes without power overnight as Storm Ashley battered the country. Not too bad in the east, but I know the Western Seaboard bore the brunt and there were winds of up to 100 kilometres an hour. So I'm sure if people are out on the roads this morning, there will be branches, trees, flooding, power lines down. There'll be leaves that'll be blocking rail lines, so it could be a messy enough morning. That's on the front of the Irish Examiner. The front of the Irish Times, back to teaching. This is quite concerning. Significant numbers of primary school teachers don't feel they have enough Irish competency to teach in all Irish schools, despite being qualified to do so. This has to be a problem with the way we teach Irish in Ireland. Where else would you teach it? But the way we teach Irish, because even the teachers themselves don't feel qualified to actually teach in all Irish schools. That's in the Irish Times. Also, I see at Cabinet tomorrow, the government is going to approve the next Lewis line for Dublin, which would bring trams to Finglas by 2031. Eamon Ryan is going to bring this to Cabinet. A couple of final stories for you. I see a lot of people don't have enough savings. This is in The Sun. One in four Irish adults have less than €500 set aside for a rainy day. I think the advice is that you're supposed to have enough money to cope for 2 or 3 months, not 500 quid. Almost half of these people admit they've no financial cushion at all. Most people have less than €5,000 on hand for an emergency, according to new research. And one in four are saving a lot less frequently as well. So a lot of people not being able to or saving for a rainy day. And finally, if you're looking to put yourself in a good mood, the weather isn't great, it's getting dark. Well, I see in the Times of London, you should go and get yourself a manicure or a pedicure, because happiness is in your hands. When it comes to lifting your mood, it appears that a slap-up meal with friends can't match a manicure. Researchers have found that hair and beauty treatments do more for self-esteem in terms of happiness than shopping or a night out or a night of passion. I also see, yes, the poll found half of those asked said being pampered made them feel as good or better than a romantic night with their partner. So get ready for a lot of beauty treatments if you want to get yourself into a better mood. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Dear Toyota, I need a word with you about your crown family. I started driving one and suddenly, I love traffic. No, really, rush hour is my happy place. Intentional wrong turns feel so right. I could sit in the comfort of my crown forever, basking in its elegance, feeling on top of the world. But you see how this is strange for me, right? Who gets excited about traffic? This is on you, Toyota. And send.
The captivating Toyota Crown Family. Toyota, let's go places.